good parenting means you set boundaries and you hold them accountable. You do everything that we talk about, intentional living, all of our parenting conferences, we go through the basics of parenting. It's really the same issues, except you're doing it alone. That's why my heart goes out to single moms and dads, and I say, God bless you. You guys got the toughest job on the planet, trying to do a two-person job all alone.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today marks part three of Dr. Randy's five-part series entitled Intentional Living for Single Parents. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and it is a privilege to be here live in our Intentional Living studio, going to our teaching studio here in a moment where I recorded this series for single moms and dads. And we're going to continue on with this part three today on some of the stressors that you as single moms and dads face. And you heard in that opening clip, I said, you know, God bless you. My heart goes out, but in a very positive way. You know, you've got an opportunity, mom or dad, to do an amazing, incredible job. Even though you're carrying the load and many times alone, I really encourage you to reach out and develop those resources around you. Making sure, we're going to talk today about taking care of yourself. That is so critical because if you don't, you know, you don't have the backup. That's one of the big things with parents. As a single mom or dad, the backup. So as many resources as you can bring around you, that would be very helpful. So we're going to continue on talking about stressors for single parents today and how to cope with those. If you have a thought on this or a question you'd like to leave, give me a call, 888-888-1717. Genesis chapter 21. We're going to read right through these verses because each of these verses give us really good insight. The next verse Genesis 20:21-11, it says, "And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son." And I stopped and I thought about that. Here's Sarah, who's really ticked off, right? She wants this woman out of the camp. She wants this woman gone. And Abraham was not happy. This was his son. Right? This was his son. And she's saying, I want him out. I want him gone. I want that woman gone too. And as I thought about that, I thought single parenting really creates stress over kids. You ever notice that, single moms or dads? There's stress over the kids and the relationship between the kids. And that's what's happening here. If he was very can you picture Abraham going into the tent to talk to Sarah? I mean, let's get real now. You think Abraham went in the tent and said, what? He's 14 years old. He's my son. You want me to throw him and his mother? You want me to throw him out of the camp? You want me to throw him out of our family arrangement here? Absolutely. You think there was some tension between Abraham and Sarah over that kid? Well, kids become the point of real tension in ex-spouse relationships, right? This is where the tension, it's always about the kids and how we're parenting and what we're going to do and what the priorities are going to be. And we see as this single parenting thing is just about to begin with, I mean, it's right on the cusp. She knows what's coming now. That the first thing is Abraham really unhappy. Just a couple things I want to say to single moms and dads when it comes to your kids. Number one, be consistent and disciplined. Because guilt will get you away from being consistent. Stay focused on parenting your children. Be the same kind of mom or dad that you need to be. Don't get sucked into, well, over at mom's house it's done this way, or over at dad's house it's done that way. Say, that's wonderful, but you're not at mom's house or dad. You're here. This is where you are today. Be consistent. And don't allow your guilt, don't allow your own frustration, your own anger, or trying to be the Disneyland dad where you're trying to make up for all the sins and mistakes of life. What your children need more than anything is to be a good parent. And good parenting means you set boundaries and you hold them accountable. You do everything that we talk about in intentional living, all of our parenting conferences as we go through the basics of parenting. It's really the same issues, except you're doing it alone. That's why my heart goes out to single moms and dads, and I say, God bless you. You guys got the toughest job on the planet, trying to do a two-person job all alone. It's tough. But be consistent in the process of doing it. I think a third thing when it comes to the kids and caring for the kids and so on, take care of yourself. Single moms and dads, we see higher incidence of mental illness, as I've talked about, depression. You've got a lot of stress. You got to figure out how to take care of yourself. You've got to figure out how to take a break. Single parents, especially single moms, are notorious for not asking for help. I can do it. I can do it alone. And you've got to be willing to say, I can't do this, and I need some help. Church programs that are available, Mother's Day Out programs that are available, taking little mini vacations even for an hour or two, you know, to get grandma to watch the kids or a babysitting co-op or whatever types of things you can do to make sure that you take care of yourself as a single parent, which is critical. And then take time with the kids. Single moms and dads, you're so busy, and, you know, because you've got to carry the whole load, but don't forget the kids still need you to be involved in their lives. In other words, doing things with them, finding things that are of value to them, things that they're interested in, and getting into their life. This thing of parenting is parenting. If you're single or you're married, it's still parenting. And the needs are basically the same. It's just that it's more stressful as a single parent. So single parenting creates stress over kids. There's a third thing as we continue in the next two verses, Genesis 21, 12 and 13. Here's what it says. Remember now, Abraham has just said he's very displeased. He's basically going to tell Sarah, no way. That's basically what we hear in that verse. I'm not going to throw my son out of this camp.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching in just a moment. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
You give me a minute, I've got one thing that will radically change the financial future of your children.
From the Intentional Living Center, welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
You are a good parent, and you are doing all you can to make sure your children grow up to be the individual they were meant to be. While you are being intentional in your approach, what are your children really seeing when they watch you? And they are watching you. What do they see when they watch you manage your finances? Are you intentionally living by a plan? Are you intentionally staying away from debt? Are you intentionally saving for the future and your family's needs? Be an example to your children. Things do happen, but live your financial life on a plan and be a model to your children. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
So, single parenting creates stress over kids. There's a third thing as we continue in the next two verses, Genesis 21, 12 and 13. Here's what it says. Remember now, Abraham has just said he's very displeased. He's basically going to tell Sarah, no way. That's basically what we hear in that verse. I'm not going to throw my son out of this camp. And here's what God says. God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of the bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Now we know that, right? Now when we look at this as a biblical, scriptural, theological teaching, we know that it's going to come from Isaac. There's going to be God's choice. But he doesn't leave it there. He goes on in the next verse to say, yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman because he is your seed. And I got thinking about that in terms of single parenting. And what came to my mind was God has a unique plan for our children despite us. And I put despite us because we think sometimes it's all about us. And one of the mistakes that I think single parents really make, as I talk to single moms and dads around the country, is some parents feel fully responsible for how their kids turn out. I've blown it. I'm a single mom, had divorce, I was stupid, made bad choices. I've blown it for my kids, and it's over. And you read all the statistics that you heard, how the effect on kids and single homes and so on, and you just assume it's my responsibility. I think that's one end of the spectrum. I think the other end of the spectrum is that we don't take enough responsibility for how our kids turn out. And the reality is, God was going to do something in the life of Ishmael despite everything else that was going on. Now, we know today we see much of the result of the conflict, what that goes on as a result of this, but that again was of something way beyond our human understanding that God was doing in all of this. But at that very human level, God had a plan for that young boy. He had something he wanted to do through Ishmael, and it had nothing to do with how good of a mom Hagar was or wasn't going to be. He was going to do something in that boy's life. And I think the message to me is, single moms and dads, when you see your kids, remember they belong to God. God has something going on in his plan for that child that way beyond you as a parent. There could be some greatness coming through that child. We got pastors and missionaries, and we've got great business leaders, and we've got people who are going to serve, who are growing up in homes with single moms and dads. And so don't write yourself off and your family off that somehow because I'm a single parent, I'm less than, or my kids are less than. God has something in plan in store for your kids despite you and me. And again, that's a humbling thing to recognize because we don't own our kids. We only have them for a season, and we give them to God. So just a couple of things on this I would encourage you as single moms or dads. Number one, speak into their lives. Speak into the lives of your children to see what their gifts are and their strengths, and talk to them about how God can use them in special ways in the years ahead. And despite being in a single family and some of the stresses that we have in our home, that God has something very special in store for you. You speak hope and a future into the lives of your kids. It's a powerful thing. I'm telling you, you do. Your kids hear that, and it'll resonate in their heart. Secondly, trust God's goodness. God is good. He loves your kids. He has a plan for them. He's a good God. He cares for them. And as you speak into their lives, to realize that despite the mistakes of your past, despite the errors, despite the stresses that you're facing, God's good for your children. He's got goodness in store. And then, as we often say with single moms and dads, don't allow guilt to drag you down. Don't allow the guilt that will destroy effective parenting to keep you from being the kind of parent God wants you to be. There's a fourth thing that we see in this story of Hagar. You see the unfolding of the life of this woman? Now, things get really tough for Hagar at this point. In verse 14, so Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and putting it on her shoulder. And in the Hebrew, that means a burden. He took the water and the food, it was a burden for her, and placed it on her shoulder and gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. And then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. We're live back here in our Intentional Living studio, and I'm thinking as I was hearing that teaching again that so often as single moms and dads, as I've said in this series, you didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for this burden. It wasn't a choice that you made. It wasn't the intention of your life. It wasn't the original plan. And yet here you are with that burden. We'll pick up from there and continue with some hope-filled teaching on how do you move forward? How do you continue as a single parent to really experience his intentional love? I just want to say thanks to every person listening. Thank you for being a part of the ministry as a listener. And I would invite you to step up and take a little deeper involvement in your support, because we can't do it without your support. We're here because we're listener supported. So today, with your gift to the ministry of any amount, we're going to say thanks by sending you the CD with all parts of the teaching on for single parents, three parts of my teaching. It'll all be on one CD as a way of saying thanks. And when you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you receive this teaching plus my high-stake relationship lessons for blended families and intentional faith and intentional marriage. So not three parts, but five parts. There's five parts on this CD, and it's our gift to you. You can find out more, by the way. All the information is available by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know what makes a really great team? A team that can conquer anything? It's about being on the same wavelength, striving for a common goal together, and encouraging one another to move the ball down the field, so to speak. The Intentional Living Facebook page is where people sharing stories about their intentional lives huddle. Great encouragement from Dr. Randy will fire you up every time. It's the play of the day. It's time you got on the team. Go to facebook.com/intentionalliving today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
High-stake relationships, you got them. Now what do you do? Dr. Randy's here to help you be intentional with those relationships that matter the most. Today's teaching is both biblical and practical and is going to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus another teaching for blended families and two more bonus teachings. That's four practical full-length teachings on four CDs when you become a member. And being a member, you'll be receiving coaching CDs from Dr. Randy every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. I just want to thank you for your program. And Intentional Living has really helped me. All of the stuff that you come out in the radio show and just all of what you say has been very helpful to me as a single mom who's 20 years old and has a four-year-old son. I really enjoy your program, and I just want to thank you for being there and encouraging me day after day and helping me do the next right thing day after day. Thank you. God bless.
You're very welcome, and your encouragement means a lot. It helps us keep going. Thank you for sharing with us. Camaria is on the line from New Mexico. Hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Did I get your name wrong?
Is it Carmela?
Okay. I got new glasses, too. We need to put that in bigger font for me there. Come on. Give me a bigger font. Okay, Carmela. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Are you a single mom?
I am. Five years ago, my ex-husband and I adopted a sibling group, so they're now 7, 6, and 5. And what I'm doing to be intentional as their spiritual leader is through pastoral counsel, I am going through the book of Proverbs and picking out scripture that helps me to build godly character in them and to guide me in my parenting skills with them. So that's my intention.
Now, you never guessed you'd be a single parent when you adopted.
Never.
Was this through divorce, Carmela?
Yes. Yes.
What's the hardest thing?
Just getting them to understand why mommy and daddy aren't together anymore. It's been really difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
And having to be positive and still have them love their dad, even though he's not at home with us. And even though I may be angry, I can't let them see that anger.
Yeah, and you know it's not your job to, quote, make them love dad. I mean, they're going to deal with this. They're going to go through this. But you're right. You cannot be their Holy Spirit, but you also shouldn't be the one that indicts dad. You simply have to be the parent. You're standing in the gap and doing the job.
Right. And, you know, we pray for dad, for his salvation, and that's what I'm trying to do for them. So,
well, good for you. Stay at it, and thanks for your call today. Carmela, appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, Mark posted on our Facebook, which, by the way, is a great way to communicate with us and thousands of others who are going through the same challenges and trying to be intentional. Mark posted on Facebook about this topic as a single parent and says he just gave us some bullet point thoughts. He said, develop a network with other good parents for mutual support. That's part of what happens in a good marriage, is there's mutual support and encouragement. That's gone now. So develop a network of other good parents. Never, ever say anything bad about their other parent. Resist temptation to just be your child's friend, quote unquote, only. Find a church that can teach you as well as your child. That's important. And then kids always come before dating. And boy, have I seen that. People go through a divorce, a loss. They want to reconnect themselves. They want to meet their needs. In the process, they do this too soon. People make dumb decisions, frankly, and the kids often pay. And Mark's, he's there, and he's telling you, kids always come before dating, and he's right on. It's a good reminder.
Hi, my name is Tricia, and I'm recently gone through a divorce. But I have two little girls, and I intentionally lead them towards Christ every day, no matter how painful things have been for us. But we believe that God is good, God is faithful, and He will definitely be our protector, and He's in control and can help heal our wounds and bring us through a blessed life. So I just wanted to pass that on. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, you're very welcome. Your stories, boy, we love hearing them, and it's very simple. Just give us a call, hit the storyline button as you dial 888-888-1717. Okay, Molly's in Arizona. Hey, Molly. Welcome to the program today.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks. Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about single parenting. Is that your opportunity and challenge today?
Yeah, it will be. I'm due in January, so that'll be happening then.
And then you'll be a single parent as a result? Was there a divorce or?
Well, it's more co-parenting, so the dad and I are not together.
So dad and you are not together. And what does co-parenting look like for you?
Well, that's one of my questions, if you guys have any Christian books that are resources for something like that, because I was raised in a traditional family, and I'm looking for all the ideas I can get.
Now, is this something you anticipated when you got pregnant?
No, it's not. So we're planning on doing split custody. That's all it's planned for right now.
So you'll have shared custody and co-parent. Do you have other children?
No, he does, but I don't.
How involved is he going to be?
Well, his words are that he's interested in being involved fully, as much as he can.
Do you anticipate, see that happening?
I do.
And the reason I'm asking, Molly, the reason, you know, I've been around a long time and dealt with situations where people have good intentions going into there's a divorce or co-parenting or whatever, and then you get a parent who's involved for a while until it becomes kind of old hat but doesn't really have the commitment, and the kids really connect and bond and have expectations, and then that parent disappears. And so if two people are going to make a commitment to say, okay, we're not going to be married to each other, we're not going to live in the same home together, but we're going to raise these children and we're going to cooperate, I can give you some principles. One is either get involved or not get involved. But when we have this kind of in and out kind of a thing, it creates a problem. So make sure that the two of you really are committed. This is making a commitment to say, all right, our relationship didn't work or not working, but we're going to make this parenting work and have agreed upon strategies in terms of parenting, rules that you're going to follow, the kind of homes that you each are going to have. So when the children are coming and going, that there's a sense of a continuity. I know this idea of shared parenting and shared custody, but as kids start to grow, going back and forth can be very disruptive for kids. Kids need to have a home from which they can work, their main place, the place that they live. That's my opinion. Not everybody agrees with that, but I think it's sort of human nature that we're designed to have a landing place, a place that we call our home. And so that's really important. I can do this. I can send you a study that we do called Raising a Responsible Adult. And it's a book that I've written on the principles of intentional living for parents and a workbook. And the principles in there, both you and the father agree as principles you want to follow, it can be very practical for you. And I'd be happy to send that off to you.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, that'd be a blessing.
All right, we'll get this off to you. We'll be praying for you here, Molly. And if we can be help as you continue on this process of raising this precious life, come join us. We'll be here every day with Intentional Living.
Great. Thanks again.
All right, we're here for you. That's why we're on the air.
We are in a family business. It's father, mother, my husband, I work sometimes, and my sister is there, plus there's other people there as well. We are a close family, and there's a good family relationship, so we're together at all the family things, and we're together every day at the office, and we also all go to church together.
That's what we call togetherness, right? That's part of family business. And I've had a heart's desire, I can't tell you, for many, many years to work and encourage family business. I've done consulting with family businesses. I did my dissertation on families and business. And so as an outgrowth of all this, I said, hey, guys, let's do some things to really help families and business, because I know you men and women have a great passion to make sure your faith is central to your business. But how do you make that work? How about your family and your finances and your future and dealing with tough situations and so on? And so we've done a couple of conferences over the last year, sold out, great response, tremendous results following up with people telling us how their lives have been impacted in positive ways and their businesses have been encouraged in the process. And so we're working with Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, and they've made their arena available to us. They've been so open and generous. We're working together. And we're going to have, you know, big round tables on the main floor of the arena where we can come in, and we've got a great stage, and we've got a full lineup of teachers. Jerry Colangelo, former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Brian Mueller, who is the president of Grand Canyon University. He knows about relationships, about business, this growing institution. And it's some of his children are involved as well. He's going to be teaching. Rick and Holly Beatenbow, my friend Kevin Lehman, Dr. Kevin Lehman, he's a leader of a family business. I'm going to be teaching. Got a great day, and we're only about 2 months out now. It's going to be October 26th, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of it. Make sure you can have a seat for you and your family. Come and be a part of it. It's also going to be streamed online for those who can't get to Phoenix, but we'd love to see you in person if that's possible. So get registered. Go to familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com, okay? We'll see you next time when we come back with part four on this topic, praying kids and single parents, right from Intentional Living. See you then.